To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. A wee bit of nostalgia now. Do you remember the days when you used to take the empty lemonade bottles back as a kid to the shop and you got 10p or whatever it was? I remember doing it many, many years ago. Well, the Environment Minister, Mark H. Durkin, is thinking of doing it again, of bringing it back. He's with us now. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
What's the idea behind this then?
Well, there's much more to this than a trip down memory lane, Stephen. This is more about a trip to a low-carbon society and the circular economy that we all should be aspiring to. Now, I welcomed the recent publication of a feasibility study for a deposit return scheme for drinks containers in Scotland, and I have asked my officials here to prepare a paper for me on the feasibility and desirability of such a scheme here. I floated the idea on Friday, and I have to say I've been overwhelmed by the positivity of the response to it.
This is the big game changer, is it? You get 10p for a bottle and it's going to save the environment, Mark.
Well, there's a bit more to it than that, and there will be a lot of work to be done to flesh out the details of how exactly the scheme will operate. But I have to say, the desirability is not in doubt, in my opinion.
Well, what more thinking do you need? It's 10p for a bottle. What do you mean, flesh it out?
Well, Scotland ran these pilots in 2013. They've only just last month published their feasibility study, and they're now doing a call for evidence. There are many other factors to take into consideration, including the impact on industry. So industry and other stakeholders' views all need to be taken into account as well.
Would this money be added on to the price of the bottle before we bought it?
Well, it is a deposit.
So are you going to put the price of drink up?
Well, it's not the price of drink that would be going up. It would be the price of the drink container.
Well, that's how we buy the drink.
Upon return, that increase would be refunded.
Yeah. So the price would go up by 10p or 20p a bottle, depending on what we're getting back, right?
Well, if you were bringing back an empty with you, it wouldn't have gone up at all. You know, when we have to look at the price to the planet of people not recycling their bottles and drinking their beverages, we also have to look at other jurisdictions have cited the pilot.
But if
we do look, sorry, Stephen, just at mainland Europe, where we often look, should I say, for inspiration as to how we can improve our environmental performance, as such schemes are commonplace there. And I know anyone I speak to who lives there or returns from holiday there or returns from work there all say how well this works.
Are you talking booze bottles here? Bottles of beer?
No, my view would be that this should be applicable to beverage containers, including lemonade bottles and so forth, even plastic bottles. It shouldn't be restricted to any...
Why not bottles of beer?
One type. Oh, no, I'm not excluding bottles of beer. I think it should be inclusive. I think it should be applicable to all beverage containers, as it is in Denmark, for example.
It's a bit heavy-handed, this, by you, Minister, isn't it? That you're loading the consumer with these costs up front, and it's only if they bring the bottles back do they get it back. So, you know, if you've got someone going into the supermarket and they're buying, I don't know, 3 or 4 plastic bottles of lemonade, a couple of bottles of beer, maybe a bottle of wine, there's a couple of quid extra you've loaded onto the consumer up front.
Yeah, and if they bring those empties back, it'll be a couple of pound off the next time that they're in. I don't think it's heavy-handed whatsoever, and I think to date the response I have received from the public would indicate that I am correct in that thinking. And I know some people took the same view a couple of years ago when my predecessor and party colleague Alex Atwood introduced the carrier bag levy. There was a degree of negativity in some quarters about that and about how that might work and what burden that might put on the consumer, when in fact that has proved to be a resounding success, not only in terms of the millions of bags that it has taken out of circulation that we now don't see strewn in our streets and blown around our city and town centres, but also in terms of the money generated for other worthwhile environmental projects.
We've got to wash our bottles, do we, if we bring it back?
Like I said, the details of the scheme will be established as it progresses, but I mean, I'm keen to work with others with an interest, and fortunately, there are many people here in the north with an interest in that move towards a low carbon society and circular economy. My aim would be that we aim to be a zero waste society, and while that might seem some way away, it certainly shouldn't be beyond our ambition.
Have a listen to caller Gary here in Crossgar. Morning, Gary.
I was just listening to that. I used to work for a bottling company, and the reason that they done away with returning bottles was that it was much too expensive to bring in staff to sort them, sanitise them, and wash them, and whatever. So if the bottles were going to go back to the source, they probably wouldn't work because the companies would see the extra expense they would have to lay out to do it.
Well, how does it work elsewhere would be the question.
Where does it work?
Well, the minister's telling us it's all over Europe.
Well, I couldn't tell you. I'm only telling you about what I know from our own.
Which countries all over Europe is this happening in, Minister?
You have to look at the likes of Germany, Iceland, Finland. I've referred to Denmark already. And there are other similar schemes in certain parts of the United States.
But they probably bring the bottles in to destroy them and recycle them. But I'm only suggesting that if you send them back to the source, to the supplier of the whatever is in the bottle, it's not feasible.
Maybe it's me, Mark Durkin. Maybe it's me being a cynic this morning. Maybe I'm in bad mood at the start of the
week. I wouldn't be like you, Stephen.
At the start of the week. But you know what I'm sitting here thinking? We have a fantasy budget of £600 million in Northern Ireland. We have parties not able to agree in order to keep this country paying its bills. And you're coming up with 10p for a lemonade bottle.
Yeah, well, I'm the Environment Minister and I'm charged with environmental policy and with protecting our environment. And that's the motivation behind this scheme.
This is the big idea.
Behind everything I do as Environment Minister Stephen. And I mean, I'm not going to be distracted from my ministerial duties by other political shenanigans, shall we say.
Political shenanigans. £600 million of a shortfall. Shenanigans.
Well, I think people, the response that I have received thus far, and indeed that BBC Newsline's Facebook page, for example, received to this story when it was first published on Friday, would indicate that there are a lot more people interested in this type of progressive policy making than in the pantomime politics that so often fills your show.
Here's May and Downpatrick. Hello, May. Hello, May.
Hello.
Go ahead, May.
Does that minister not think that busy housewives have nothing better to do than going around gathering up bottles to take back to shops, supermarkets, whatever, whatever?
That's one for you, Mark.
Well, people have lots to do. People live busy lives. Don't forget, currently, people can gather up their bottles and they can dispose of them responsibly. They can.
Yes, but she said she's got too many other things to do than washing bottles for you.
Well, the introduction of a deposit return system would actually incentivise people to do
there
so.
There you go, May.
Currently,
that incentive obviously doesn't exist in May's household, but I have to say that actually recycling for the sake of recycling is incentive enough for many thousands of households across the north.
Do you wash your jam jars?
Was that addressed at me? Or
yes.
I don't eat jam, even, but I do recycle.
Do you wash your bottles of beer?
I do drink, but I don't leave much in those bottles. I do recycle regularly and responsibly.
Do you?
Yes.
Where do you bring your bottles of beer back to?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to actually have a recycling centre just literally half a mile from my house.
You should follow his lead, May.
But we all have recycling centres close to our houses, and we all have to find the time to empty our large baskets of jam jars, bottles, you name it, food jars. We all have to.
Minister doesn't eat jam.
Yeah, I mean, I wash out my jam jars, I wash out my bean tins and put them into my blue bin. We recycle very much in this house, newspapers, everything.
Well, then get your bottles back and you'll get 10p a bottle.
Stephen, I wouldn't have the time. I mean, I have an 18-year-old son who doesn't drive at the moment, has to be left to and from work. I have grandchildren who I look after. I work. I'm an extremely busy person. Where would a busy, more so today than ever before, mothers and fathers are extremely busy people. Where would we get the time?
Well, I think Mark has tried to deal with that this morning.
Well, first of all, I'm very pleased to hear the good environmental practices that may, and like I say, many hundreds of thousands of others are carrying out in their own homes and workplaces. I think it's great that people are taking the time to do that.
I must learn how to do this. I wouldn't know where to start, Minister.
And to recognise, but this is actually placing a value on that rubbish, and I think we have to move away from the view of rubbish as waste and start to see it more as a resource, which is what it ultimately is.
I was just saying there, I wouldn't know where to start with recycling. I must learn.
Well, certainly I'll be able to provide you with an information leaflet and a crash course, Stephen. I'm sure you'll certainly remember the old money back scheme on bottles.
And
it was 10p when I was a kid. Yours might have been pre-decimalisation.
I like the bottles of Iron Brew.
Yep. What, drinking them or returning them?
A little bit of both as a kid. A little bit of both. Let's come back to the bottle issue. Palomino shopkeeper Eugene Diamond with us today. Good morning to you, Eugene.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Back to the bottles and the 10 and 20p for your empties. What do you think, Eugene?
Stephen, it takes me back to when I went into business about 36 years ago and we were paying out 10p per bottle and moved on a lot, you know. It's not feasible. We don't have the companies in Northern Ireland bottling the way they used to, and most of our stuff's imported now. And I can't see shops and the health and safety even getting involved with it. Like, it might be a good thing for a comeback for the rag and bone man who used to lift bottles and things like that there, or if the council set up their own place where they'll pay out the money and take it on. But I can't see shops in this day and age throw away society. Like, children throw away their clothes and stuff like that there. They're hardly going to go back with bottles, you know. I don't get it at all.
You don't say, I don't know, 20p a bottle to a kid. You know, you come on, remember what it was like when you were a kid, when you were walking into a shop and getting enough money for sweets. I used to buy bonbons for my returns. People aren't into me.
And I still sell those bonbons, but the only thing is nobody brings back bottles for them. You know, environmentally friendly and all the rest, but going back to bringing bottles back, I just don't ever see it working again. You know, honestly, it's one of those things that I thought it was a joke at the start, you know. But maybe if the council sets up their own where they give out the money for the bottles being brought back to some point, you might see somebody starting an industry in it, you know. But the man that come on, I used to work for a bottling company way back 38 years ago, Guinness, and that was one of the reasons why they cut out bringing back bottles. The cost of cleaning and washing these bottles out was unbelievable, you know. Astronomical. It's cheaper to produce bottles and dump them than to wash them, you know.
So you don't think it'll work?
Honestly, I don't see shops in this day and age getting involved in money back bottles. It's just not feasible, especially the big supermarkets. And there's not enough of the small shops like mine left now to work with that sort of, you know, people are buying bottles. Like, if you took how many bottles we sell in a day in my scale, Never mind the supermarkets. I don't know where you would put the enemies.
Would you have room to put them in your shop?
No, you'd be looking for. And the only thing is, too, now, you used to put them in the crates. You know, in the crate, we got our bottles in crates, the big bottle advert from CNC, which comes to mind with us here, and you had crates to put the enemies in. Where would you put them? You know, you just wouldn't have that room nowadays.
Eugene, thank you. 0845 955 678. Who have we got next on the line? The text 81771, the email nolan@bbc.co.uk. John's in Belfast. Morning, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, John.
This is a little bit more light-hearted.
Yes.
When I was very young, it was my mother's birthday, and I asked her for the loan of some money. And she said, what do you want the money for? I said, to buy you a birthday present. So she gave me some money. And I went to the local golf club, bought her a bottle of lemonade, and brought it back to her again, and said, will you hurry up and drink it? And she said, why? I said, because I want the money back in the bottle.
John,
wasn't that a smooth deal?
Yes. I just love the memory of going back in.
She paid for her own birthday present, and then I still made something out of it.
Here's Carl. Morning, Carl.
Hi there, Stephen. No, I was just sort of thinking of enlarging on this wonderful idea. Empty lemonade bottles, there's nothing in them. They're not useful anymore. You get money for bringing them back. And I was thinking...
You're paying the money up front. You're just getting your own money back again.
Aye. But if you just sort of let me continue, you'll see where this is going to work out to our advantage. Because I was going to suggest, let's bring back our politicians. Because they're empty. There's no fizz. There's nothing sweet. Look, they won't even talk to you. They won't answer your questions. So if we brought our politicians back and got some money, that might help plug a wee hole in our budget.
Give them a good washing before we bring them back as well.
Sure, you could do all of that, but it would make a lot more money than bringing back empty lemonade bottles, I was thinking, and just enlarge the idea.
Look, someone on Twitter here this morning is saying that Mark Durkin there got a little bit touchy, calling me an alleged journalist.
Yes, I noticed that. But, you know, if they're not even willing to talk honestly and answer questions, like lemonade bottles, they're empty. They're past their sell-by date. Their shelf life is over.
Well, as I said, the significance of that interview with Mark H. Durkin this morning is that he is the SDLP's only minister in the executive, and Dr. Alistair MacDonald is now in the position where his only minister will not publicly support him continuing as leader. Mark H. Durkin saying it's an internal matter. Read into that what you will. George in the Shankill. Morning, George.
Hey, Stephen. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Just on the battles thing,
yes.
I mean, I think of two things. I don't give the SDLP enough praise for the idea, you know. But my first one would be that's another wee job in Vinny's list now, so it is collecting all them T-Snaps battles in Fantasy Island.
Yes.
And the Iron Brew battles.
Yes, I could send Vinny down to my house to wash my bottles. Absolutely. Yes.
Send him down to Monday morning and wash the battles out. But, I mean, Mark came on with the idea there also, and, I mean, there's a £600 million shortfall. And there's the SDLP have come up with an idea to save us all. Bring your empty lemonade bottles back. So that's the budget sorted. But I mean, on the other thing, like Vinny, that's a Monday morning. Vinny, maybe £3-5 by the time you go through 50 or 60 peach snaps and an Iron Brew over the weekend.
Well, and I would expect the money. Like, he can wash them, but I would expect him to give me the 20p. George, thank you. Mark in Belfast. Morning, Mark.
Hi, Jim. Stephen. Just looking at the carbon footprint side of it, he's talking about making the carbon footprint smaller, because he realises everybody will use fuel driving to take it all back again, so that offsets the carbon footprint again, doesn't it?
Good point, Mark. Then
you have the storage, so you've got to buy, shops will have to build extra storerooms, and concrete is very bad for your carbon footprint. So it's going to be worse carbon footprint at the end of it.
And Sadie, morning Sadie.
Morning.
Good morning.
You're on about these bottles?
Yes.
I think I should bring them back.
Get 20p a time.
Or even 30 for me now, because I could save up a bottle of Baileys at Christmas every year.
What?
I could save all that money for an extra bottle of Baileys at Christmas.
You like your bottle of Baileys, Sadie, do you?
Not a drinker.